we're very happy to have Nobuchiko Okada from KEK, and he'll be telling us about economically deflected anomaly mediation.
Thank you very much for your patience. Yeah. Today I'm going to talk about this stuff, and this is the work with Ravi Mohapatra and Haibo Yu in Merida. This is work in collaborations. So let me begin with the introductions, and first I would like to say we need a new Felix. There are several reasons, actually. The famous reason is that the chirality problem in the standard model. Well, in the standard model, we have the quadratic divergence for the Hickman square. So that's generally the new Felix scale is very high, much higher than the electric scale. We have the instability of the electric scale in the standard model. This is one reason. And also I can talk about the another reason. Another reason is the experimentalist one. And the recent 3D atomic update and the other cosmological observation tells us that there is the dark matter in the universe. Right? But however, there is no candidate in the standard model. So that's we need some new physics which can provide the dark matter naturally. Then the thinking of these two stuff, some new physics around 1 TeV scale is very nice. They can solve this problem. You know, the instability of the electric scale can be solved by introducing the new physics scale around 1 TeV scale, not close to the weak scale. And also the some reasonable dark matter, and also the some according to the weak interacting massive particle hypothesis. If we have some particle, the charged neutron massive particle with mass around 100 GeV to the 1 TeV, and we have some 1 TeV scale inverse cross sections, we can reasonably, naturally reproduce the electric density of the dark matter like this way. This value, this is the observe that W. So that's this is really nice. And more interestingly, 1 TeV scale is really interesting because we have future colliders. Well, the LHC is coming soon, right? And also after that, so probably there is another project, the so-called International Linear Colliders. And we are expecting that the discovery of some new physics at LHC soon. And also the IRC linear collider, can do the precision measurements, and probably we are expecting that this new linear collider can discriminate some new physics models. So my topic today is the weak scale supersymmetry, actually supersymmetry, and this is almost a perfect new physics models. And weak scale supersymmetry means that supersymmetric standard model. I mean. With order one TeV scale soft Tsuji breaking terms, this is actually the most promising candidate, and we have lots of super partners around 1 TeV scale, and also this model provides us the neutralino LHC as a dark matter candidate, and also the Tsuji itself is a really interesting model, so interesting theory as a field theory. I like the Tsuji the field theory. This is actually easier. So this theory, supersymmetric theory, is a really easier quantum theory than the non-supersymmetric field theory. Because of there are some really interesting features in the supersymmetric model. There is no quadratic divergence, and also in the superpotential we have the non-linomization theorem. So that's we can kind of controllable model compared to the non-Tsuji model. Example. This is I show here. The Higgs mass, the landing Higgs mass, as a function of the scale. Well, this is the left scale. So this is the left bound. Left bound is 114.4 GeV. So I take here the roughly 1.15 GeV scale. So
If we start from the here in the standard model, in the standard model, the Higgs mass is given by the Higgs quotient, right? Square root of Higgs quotient times the Higgs bare. Then, well, okay, so we can examine that what is happening at the high energies, then run it up to the high energies, right? And if we start from this, the left bound, then we solve the RGE. In the standard model case, we have some instability. Higgs mass, Higgs quotient becomes negative at some scale. Kind of the this is the log scale of the Erlangmann scale. Log of the Erlangmann scale actually the 6.10 to the 6.5 GeV. We get the instability in the Higgs potential. This is the quotient, right? So that's the Higgs potential becomes unbounded below from here, higher than this scale. But in the supersymmetric case, there is no such. So we have here a nice feature in the supersymmetric. This figure is not so correct. Then, right? This is a really rough picture. In a supersymmetric case, if we run to the Higgs quotient to the high energies, in the MSS case, the Higgs quotient coupling is nothing but the gauge coupling. So that there is no instability such kind. There is no instability in the supersymmetric case. So anyway, there are the many things, the very nice features in the supersymmetric theories. Okay, however, there are very important issues in the supersymmetric phenomenological model. Actually, the Suji should be broken at low energies. So very important issue in any supersymmetric phenomenology model, what is the origin of the Suji breaking, and also what is the mechanism of Suji breaking mediation. That's a very important issue, important problem in the supersymmetric phenomenology model. The current experiment tells us that there is no observation of particles, but the particles should have a mass around the current experimental bound, higher than the current experimental lower bound. And also the current experiment, precision measurement tells us that there is no significant FCMC process and the CP violation more than standard model contributions, right? So that in this therefore we need some clever idea, clever Suji breaking mediation mechanism to not to cause this type of Suji FCMC or CP violation problem, but to provide the spatial mass around the 100 GeV to the 1 TeV scale. Right. So then my topic today is the Suji breaking mediation models. But so far the many scenarios have been proposed. There are lots of kind of mediation scenarios, the gauge mediation, the gravity mediation, the normal mediation, the gauge mediation, the radio mediation, modulus mediation, the mixed modulus, normal mediation, blah, blah, blah. Right? Mm-hmm. So normally each scenario provides the very typical spatial mass spectrum. So that's what we will do with the LHC and ILC is I'm expecting that the discovery of Suji at LHC. Okay, that's the here anyway. Let us expect that. The first we want to discover the Suji at LHC. After that, we have to do the spatial mass spectroscopy. Then understand the mass spectrum for the spatials. Then hopefully we can understand which mediation mechanism is correct. Right. So my topic today is the normal mediation. So that let me talk a little bit about the normal mediations. Well, normal mediation is proposed by these guys, the Max data, and this is the roughly speaking the this. This is the Suji breaking mediation mechanism through the so-called superconformal anomaly in the supergravity setup. Then this is a really nice scenario. One nice feature is of this normal mediation, the Freiberg grindness of the resultant spatial mass spectrum. And also, very interestingly, the result of mass spectrum is UV insensitive. And in other words, the model independent. This is a really interesting mediation mechanism. And this is the last picture, what is happening in the normal mediation. In the supergravity, this is the Tsuji breaking mediation mechanism in the supergravity, in the context of the supergravity. And what in the, we think of the Tsuji breaking in Sidon sectors. This Sidon sector Tsuji breaking mediates to the so-called compensating multispread, generates the so-called compensating multispread F term here. Then picking up this F5 through the violation of scale invariance, actually the quantum collection always violates the scale invariance, then we get the normal soft mass spectrum here. This is the result. This I put here just the result. This is a gay genomes for the AIQ321 gay genomes in the MSSM. This is given by the beta function like this, and they are all proportional to the Tsuji breaking order parameter here, F5. And this is the result for the gay genomes. And the second one is the scalar mass square. Scalar mass square is given by the anomalous dimensions and times the phi squared. And for the first degeneration, we have the gauge interaction contribution like this. Bi is the beta function coefficient. Then this is really nice and the little predictive scenarios, but unfortunately, there is a fatal problem because of the so-called tachyonic problem here. A tachyonic selection problem here. Well, think the sparticles, the selection mass square. Selection mass square is given by this way, but the selection has the interaction SU2 and U1 gauge interactions. But in the Tsuji case, SU2 and the U1 gauge U1 hypercharge interactions are asymptotic anomaly, so that Bi is negative, so that we get the negative mass square for the selection. But this is a really big problem in the anomaly mediation studies. So there are many efforts to solve these problems. And to solve this problem, we solved some new contributions, which make the selection mass square positive. And there are lots of efforts. And some people talked about the introducing some tree-level contributions to push up the selector mass square positive, and through the say kind of D-term contributions. And other people think of the some new the extension of the anomaly mediation scenarios to have the new threshold collections. Again, to make the selector mass square positive. My topic today is the so-called deflected anomaly mediation. This is first proposed by the Pomarola and Tati, the many of the world, right? And in this scenario, we introduced, I will talk about this stuff in detail later, soon. And luckily, in this scenario, we introduced the so-called messenger cycles. Then think of the new threshold contributions by the messengers and to make the selector mass square positive. Now, let me talk a little bit detail about deflected anomaly mediation. So, as I said before, we introduced the key ingredients here. We introduced the messenger sector. This is very similar to the gauge mediation scenario. So we introduced the messenger field here. The S is the singular field. The psi y is the messenger field. Here, as an example, I take the 5+5 study presentation under the SU5 standard model gauge, SU5 gauge. Okay. Then, they suppose that S has the non-zero bev in the scalar component and non-zero bev in the external component. In that case, we have the gauge mediation contribution here. it would be possible to solve the tachyonic selectum problem. So anyway, the, we have the new, so if we have this stuff here, we have the new contribution. So that's the soft mass algae
are deflected from the anomaly, pure anomaly mediation trajectory. Sometimes we can make the scalar mass, threat mass square positive at low energies.
However, the crucial difference from the usual gauge mediation here, in this context, we think that we think of the Suji breaking the messenger sector here is originally originates from the anomaly mediation itself. I mean, this originates from the anomaly mediation. Anomaly mediation means the non-zero F5.
This is a crucial difference in this context.
So that's so in general, we so if we assume this stuff, if we think of this stuff, the we can parameterize the Suji breaking order parameter in the gauge mediation sector, messenger sector by this way. I introduced some coefficient here, D. Let me call this stuff the diffraction parameter,
which parameterizes how much this resultant mass spectrum diffracted from the pure anomaly mediation trajectory.
Right. So anyway, see, this they are all originate from the original. This is the unique Suji breaking Suji breaking source. So then, well, naturally, this comes from the original of this one, so that the value of D is naturally should be smaller than the older one. Original model by the Paulman of Lattachi, they talked about the D minus one case.
And after that,
several years ago, I generalized this stuff to have the D positive.
But I will talk about this stuff a little bit later.
So anyway, to get the sizable sizable new contributions from the messenger, we need to have the sizable D. Okay, we need to have sizable D here.
So the first I'd like to talk about is how to get the sizable D of order one.
Okay. I said before, the D is actually coming from the this Suji breaking order parameter in the messenger sector coming from the originates from the anomaly mediation here,
right? So that's the
let's think of the some special model, right? But this is not not a special. The general structure for the singlet field sector. This is the Taylor potential. Here I took the for simplicity. Here I took the just a quadratic term for the Taylor potential. This is a superconformal framework of supergravity. Phi is the compensating manifold. And the W is the superpotential for S.
Okay.
As I said before, the any Suji breaking originates from the F5. This is a unique source. Okay. So I reduce the phi as the Spurian field. Then we can write down the potential in this way. Right? From this Lagrangian, we can explicitly write down the potential in this way. Fs is the expressed by this way from the equation of motion for Fs. Right. Then from this, they're taking the stationary condition for the potential, scalar potential for S, we can write down the this order parameter becomes can be expressed by this way through the superpotential. Okay, so that the diffraction parameter I told. So diffraction parameter is the so expressed by this way. This is the derivative of superpotential and the in this way.
Okay.
Now actually, to get the sizable D, after analyzing analyzing the potential, we can understand that to get the order one D diffraction parameter, the supersymmetric mass in the potential of S in the potential should be smaller than F5. You know, if we think of the Suji mass of S is much, much bigger than F5, which means that the potential of S is very tightly bound, right? In this case, even if we introduce the non-zero Suji breaking here, you know, the minimum of the S is slightly shift, just a slightly shift, which means that this becomes still, this is really small. You know, in the supersymmetric limit, of course, this should be zero, right? So that if the supersymmetric mass of S is the smaller than 5, you can get order one diffraction problem. This is a simple, really simple example. If we take the S, just the power of superpotential of S, just the power of S, in this case, plug in this formula here, we get the diffraction parameter this way. You see that there are if you think of the S, they are higher dimensional, for, or anyway, there's some positive power for S, we get the D negative from here. Okay. This is the this is the case discussed by the originally discussed by Pomar and Tati. Also, this is kind of crazy stuff, but if we take the P negative, for example, you can get the negative P, plugging the negative P here, we get the positive D. This is a case I examined. Actually, in the super several some kind of supersymmetric QCD thing, QCD model, we can realize the runaway type, so-called runaway type potential. In that case, we get the positive diffraction problem. Now, let's see what is the mass spectrum in this deflected anomaly mediations. The many some people developed the way to how to extract the soft mass in the supersymmetric framework. But actually, the soft mass can be expressed by using the enormalized gauge coupling and also the Tsuji wave function enormalization coefficients. This is actually the result in the deflected anomaly mediations. Okay, this is the gauge coupling. So enormalized gauge coupling. S is the messenger threshold scale. Messenger scale. The mu is the enormalization scale. Then this first part is corresponding to the pure anomaly mediation part. The second part proportional to D is the gauge mediation contributions, the messenger contributions. Right? This is the formula for gauge genus. This is the formula for the Scalamo sphere. You see that the sign of D is very important, right? So if we take D here, sign of D is very important. Also, for the soft mass squared, for the scalar soft mass squared, the sign of D is very important. We have the interference term between the pure normal mediation part and the messenger contribution part. Okay. Then in the following, I'll discuss about the as an example, I discuss about the n pairs of 5 plus 5 bar messengers. In that case, the alpha inverse is described by this way, and the normalization, the wave function normalization coefficient is described by this way. And plugging this stuff here into here, we can describe the resultant soft mass spectrum. Right, so this is the result, and here I show the result for the first two generations, the first two generations scalar permanence. And for the first two generations, we can forget about the power coupling, so that everything is coming from the gauge coupling here. Right. The first one is gauge genome mass, and this part is the pure, take the D equals zero, this is the pure anomaly mediation limit. Right. If we have the non-zero sizable D here, the n is the number of 5 plus 5 star messengers. This is the result. Okay. And also, this is the soft mass squared result for the soft mass squared. And d is a kind of complicated function, but anyway, we have the d here, d square part here and d here, plus 1. The d square part is usually a gauge mediation contribution, pure gauge mediation contribution. The linear part is the interference term between the pure gauge mediation part plus anomaly mediation part. This part is the pure anomaly mediation part. Okay. So at the threshold, let's see the threshold mass at the messenger scale. Okay. Messenger scale means that the xi is zero. Take the mu s here. Xi is one. So that this part is gone. Then we we arrive at this formula, and the scalar left on mass squared is described by this way, and this is the Suji breaking squared, and we have the another part here. Right? Again, this is the purely the gauge mediation messenger contribution. In the, this is actually the same as the gauge mediation contribution, gauge mediation scenarios. But this is the interference term, and this is the pure normal mediation part. And the threat on the, I said before, the I is negative, cause the tachyonic threaton problem. But in the here, if we introduce the gauge mediation contribution, we have the positive contribution here. Again, the sign of D is very important. You see, that take the D negative, this interference part becomes negative, right? And the, if we take the D positive, this becomes this positive. So that again, the sign of D is very important, the result on mass spectrum. Okay, this is the result for the, as an example, I took the F520 TV and the messenger scale 10 to the 14 dB and the number of messengers 4. This is the mass squared, result of mass squared of the scalar lefton, left-handed scalar lefton. I take the messenger, this is a running mass. Okay. From the messenger scale here to the weak scale. Okay. The red line is the anomaly mediation, pure anomaly mediation trajectory. Beta function coefficient is negative, so that the scalar lefton mass squared is always negative in the pure anomaly mediation scenarios. If we take the D0.5 and D positive, and the at the messenger threshold, we have the messenger contribution. This push up the mass of the push up the threshold mass here. Then we get the positive threshold mass squared, line down like this, right? If we take the D1 and the positive plus one, we can push up more positive. Then we get the positive threshold mass squared. This is the case I examined several years ago. And the original reflected anomaly mediation scenario is the D is negative. If we take the very interesting thing happened in this case, you know, if we take the D minus 0.5, actually we get the more negative. Right? Situation becomes worse, kind of worse. But anyway, we deflected from the anomaly mediation trajectory. After the learning, sometimes we can get the positive mass squared at low energies. D equal minus 0.5 case, we can, well, in this example, we cannot get the mass squared, threshold mass squared positive, but if we take the D minus 1, we get the more negative here at the threshold of the messenger scale, but if we run it down to the low energies, we can get the positive one. This is the case discussed by the Pomarov and Mattazzi. Okay, then here is the another example. The here I took the showed the soft mass spectrum, for at the electric weak scale, say 100 dB scale, as a function of the messenger scale. You know, in the previous sphere, if we put the messenger scale, if we fix some messenger scale, then line down to the low energies, we can get the low energy mass spectrum for these particles, for the mass spectrum. Here, I showed the low energy mass spectrum as a function of messenger scale. Right? So this is a D positive case. I took the D equal 1 here, and the number of messengers 3, and the 5 is 25 dB. In this case, the everything is positive. There is no problem here. This is the single right-handed threshold mass square. This one is the left-handed threshold mass. This is the mass. We can find that the D positive case, in this case, every the threshold mass square always positive. Then this is really degenerate, but this is the M1 and M2 here, and this one, this line corresponds to the Guarino mass, And this one is the this blue line corresponds the doublet spoke mass, and this one is the singlet spoke mass.
U and the up spoke and down spoke mass here.
So anyway, we get the everything soft mass. So scalar mass, positive mass squared, positive here. But you see that in this case, if the messenger scale is low enough, actually the very low, they say the 10 to the 6 dB scale or so, the LSP is the actually the right-handed threshold. But if you take the very high scale, the intermediate scale for the messenger scale, in that case we have the LSP is the roughly Bino here. Right? So from this figure, we can learn that in these examples, we need a long learning. Okay, we have to put the very high energy messenger scale to get the LSP, Bino LSP. Okay. In this case, the messenger scale in the intermediate to give us the Bino LSP here. Oh, this is the D equal negative case, the Pomerol and Lattati case. I show here the absolute value of soft mass. And actually, this region is the mass squared is negative, so that's this region is excluded. So in this case, we need the high scale messenger, the messenger scale very high. Otherwise, we get the negative mass squared for the everything, every soft mass squared, scalar mass squared. So in this case, the D equal minus 1, and the messenger number of messenger is 4. And, the line is really busy line, but this guy corresponds to the single light-handed reference. And, this one is the left-handed reference. The other guy is the, let's see, this line. this one. I think this line is the quark double quark doublet, and this line is the quark singlet mass. Mass spectrum itself is really really strange, and so in this sense, this model is really interesting to me. But Guarino mass is lighter than the Bino and Wino mass. I'm sorry, this is wrong. This line corresponds to the M1. This line should be M2. So that in this case, the spectrum is really interesting, but the Slepton, LSP is the Slepton anyway, and cosmologically, in a sense, cosmologically disfavored. But the spectrum
is... This is just the beta function for QCD is small with 4.
Yes, because of D negative, right. There is a cancellation. Yes, yes. But, the data mass spectrum is kind of crazy. Crazy means interesting to me. Yeah, really interesting.
I think this case probably we can solve the little hierarchy problem. They are all degenerate. Right? I'm not sure, but I didn't examine that things, but I think there are little chance to solve the
little hierarchy problem. I think so. This is a work in the 1990, so they didn't discuss about the little hierarchy problem. Now, then let me go to the main topic. Main topic actually, this is a really simple model, actually. The idea is really simple. And I'm going to talk about some economical model. You know, in the deflected anomaly mediation, there is the free parameters of the model. The D, deflection parameter itself, is the free parameter. It should be the order 1. Anyway, it's smaller than the order 1, but it's the free parameters of the model. And also the messenger scale itself is a free parameter of the model. And of course, we can consider some special superpotential for the singular field. Then we can say something about the messenger. We can say more definite thing about the messenger scale.
right? And also the this is also the model ambiguities, the representation of the messenger. In the previous examples, I took the 5 plus 5 is 2 messengers, but but in general, we can take another messenger, another messenger. Okay, then the general discussion. What we can learn in the previous examples, if the D positive, we can get, there is a chance to get the Beano LSP. This is cosmologically favored. I'm thinking of the Beano as a dark matter candidate. Okay, this is a neutral particle. And charged neutral particle. And also the messenger scales around the intermediate scale are higher to get the LSP Beano. Right? That is what we have learned from the previous examples. And also the more general stuff, we make the left mass square positive. In this sense, we don't need the colored particle, right? Just we need is just a deflection for the left mass square here. I mean, in a colored particle, this is the B is a positive. Bi is a positive. So that's we don't need the diffraction parameter for the colored particle. But that for the slepton, we need the diffraction. So in this sense, the we don't need the colored messengers to get to make the slepton mass square positive. Then from this stuff, we can think something. Well, just think of the what is the intermediate scale. Well, these days many people talked about the usefulness of the intermediate scale. That's a seesaw mechanism to naturally explain the lightness of a neutrino mass. Many people talked about the seesaw mechanism these days, and to the seesaw mechanism we need the intermediate scale, the weak scale suppressed by the intermediate scale, which through the seesaw mechanism we can reasonably reproduce the collapse scale of the light neutrino mass. Okay. But of course, in the deflected normal mediations, we need some charge variant particle under the SU2 plus U1 gauge interactions. So here is the example. As the question is, can the messenger play an important role in a seesaw model? We need the messenger scale around the intermediate so that if it would be better if we can use the messenger for another reason. Then this is the answer, yes. If we think of the so-called type 2 seesaw model, this is the type 2 seesaw model. The basic structure of the so-called type 2 seesaw model, we introduced the SU2 triplet and the U1 hypercharge -1 to +1 particle here. Then now we can light the cover coupling between the left-handed super much press and the uptight forks like this, and this is the mass term for the delta, the triplet, between the triplet. Then to think of the neutrino mass, Majorana neutrino mass, we can draw the here, the Feynman diagram like this. Like the L is the lepton, which includes the left-handed neutrinos. This is the triplet, and then we insert the mass here, and the upside hook here. So integrating out the massive particle delta and delta bar, we get the neutrino mass in this way. This is so-called the type 2 seesaw model. Think of the HU is around 100 GeV, so that if we introduce the M intermediate scale, we can get the correct number or correct order for the light neutrino mass measured in the neutrino for the consistent with the neutrino oscillation data in this for this state. So here we have the the kind of messenger-like particle here. So then the idea is that just replace this stuff in the messenger sector in the diffracted normal mediation. Well, we can use the delta bar and delta, the triplet, the pair of triplet. in the messenger, as a messenger, so as a messenger in the deflected anomaly mediation scenarios, just replace this stuff here. Right? This has the charge body under the SU3. This is the SU3 triplet, and they have the plus minus one charge and the U1 hyper charge. Okay. So here is another simple example how to get the intermediate scale in this system. Let's introduce the superpotential. This is a simple model. Introduce a superpotential like the mass term of S squared and the Planck surplus operator like this. This is just a model. So in this case, we can analyze the potential of this. Well, this is the result. Okay, just forget about the. You don't have to care about the number here. Anyway, if the fixed M1 M Planck here, some number, we can analyze the potential by introducing the Suji breaking parameter F5 here. Okay, this line corresponds to the Suji limit. With fixed M1 M Planck, I introduced the F5 0. This is nothing but the Suji limit. In that case, we have the two minima here. And both are the Suji breaking minima. If we raise the F5 to the 0.2 times M, the potential change in shape like this. The potential minimum appears the shift in this way, a little bit shift in this way. Okay. If we raise the F5 more, that's 0.3M, we get the minimum a little bit this way and this way. This is actually the critical line. If we take the F5, this value, wow, there is no minima here. This is the critical line. If we raise more, the F5 more, there is no minima here. So according to the F5, number of F5, we can analyze this, analyzing this potential, we can find out that D becomes non-zero, actually positive. In this case, the D is, of course, exactly zero. This case, D becomes some number, 0.something, 0.1 or 0.3 or something. Then in this critical case, we get the D, in this model, we can get the D maximum, 0.8182, well, sizable, order 1 parameter. And also, in this case, in this potential, the bevel of S is roughly the square root of M and M prime. M is the same order. To get the minimum here, the F5 and the M should be the same order. So that's this should be square root. Then take the in a normal mediation scenario, this is order 10 TeV, and then insert the Planck scale here, take the square root, gives you the intermediate scale actually. Right? So that this is the model. So in this case, then we can calculate the soft mass spectrum and the diffracted anomaly mediation scenarios by using the messengers here. This plays another role in the type 2 season model, and we need the intermediate scale. We can reproduce the intermediate scale in some natural way. And this is the soft mass spectrum at the electric scale, 100 dB scale, as a function of a messenger. Okay, this is the result. Well, the figure is looks similar. well, this is the right-handed scalar lepton mass. And M1, this is the M1 line. This is the M2. This is the left-handed leptons. And the other line is the M3 is this one is M3. This is the MQ tilde, and these are the MU tilde and the MD tilde. Then you see that's the, if we take the, well, in this case, interestingly, the messenger scale around the, if the messenger scale is around intermediate scale, which is the reasonable value for the seesaw model, we get the LSP B naught here, right? They take this scale, we get the we get the B naught LSP. I didn't calculate the direct density of the neutralino But this is, you know, around here, the Beano is degenerate with the scalar, right-handed scalar left-hand. Actually, if you think of the off-diagonal parameter, so this is a star, right? The next LSP is a star. And then if we take this region, reasonable for the seesaw mechanism, the Beano degenerate with the selectance. But this is a nice feature of the if we consider the correct relic abundance for the neutralinos, because then if the neutralino is a Beano-like, the annihilation process is not effective. So that's the to get the relic density consistent with the W map, we need the star co-annihilation regions. This is a nice feature.
Sorry, can I just ask, with S being that large, then FS is going to be correspondingly large to give you, you know, sizable contributions to visible sector soft masses. But then I think that you have to worry again about, since S is in the visible sector, you again have to worry about contact interactions between S and squarks, right, giving you direct, Planck-suppressed contact interactions will then give you...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Yes, yes.
So
if we take the Messenger scale, well, 10 to the 16, in that case, the contact interaction
I
B.
I thought it was already 10 to the 14. I thought you already started to get into trouble, no?
Oh, yes. No, this is a Messenger scale.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, Messenger scale.
Is just wrong.
Well,
I thought...
Well, yeah, say the 4 pi or alpha, right? That's the Messenger scale of the F.
Okay.
This is 10 to the M. M take the 10 to the 14.
Well, I believe you. You say the bound is 10 to the 16.
Yeah.
I remembered it being lower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just compare this stuff, I guess.
No, but you have to compare. The thing is, the size you have to compare with is the size of an allowed mixing term, right? If the mixing is unsuppressed, so you should compare it to something that's smaller.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yes.
So
yes,
I thought
yes,
that when you did
true.
That, you
that's
got
true.
Something closer
yes.
to 10 to the 14.
Yeah. If we care about the
it has to be small,
yeah.
not compared to
yeah.
the diagonal terms,
mm-hmm.
but compared to the object.
Yeah, in that case the yes, the bound is bigger. I didn't consider that the off diagonal component. Yes, that's true. We have to consider that. See. Yes, that's true. Yeah, diagonal part the intermediate well 10 to the 16, yes. But the
but then if it's 10
yes,
to the minus two
true,
or three, it
true.
Should be
yeah.
maybe 10 to the 14 is still
yeah.
barely
yeah.
okay.
That's kind of boundary.
Yeah.
So that's interesting in a sense that, well, think FCMC process, that's the almost the boundary of the current experimental bound. That's interesting. Okay, so this is my conclusions. We have discussed the so-called diffracted anomaly mediation stuff, in which the tachyonics lepton problem in the pure anomaly mediation scenario can be cured, and it can be solved through the threshold collection by some messenger field. Right. Then we have proposed some economical setup of this scenario with a positive diffraction parameter and SU2 triplet messengers. Actually, this messenger field played another important role in this type 2 seesaw mechanism, and we need the intermediate scale for this mechanism, and it nicely works for that. And with the messenger scale being the reasonable, the seesaw scale, the Beano is actually the LSP, and that degenerating with the threptons, and so that's I'm expecting that the co-annihilation region with the threpton will be reasonable for the relic density of the Beano-like LSP dark matter. That is. Thank you.
Did you do the lifetime estimate for the metastable?
Oh, yeah, probably it's very long. I think the... I'm expecting it's very long. Yeah, this is zero, actually. The Tsuji minimum. Even if we introduce the FI non-zero, this is always the Tsuji minimum. These scales are actually the intermediate scale, right? This is the 10 to the 14 GB scale. I didn't calculate that. I'm expecting that the lifetime is long enough. I see.
look at computing
yeah.
to be up close to D max, then it doesn't have to tunnel the whole way.
Yeah, in this case, yeah, dangerous.
Yeah, I didn't calculate it, but yeah, I will calculate. I will order. Yeah, I will do some order estimation of that. Yeah, we need that. Thank you.
So you didn't mention anything about unification. I mean, if you have
that's true.
As true
yeah, yeah. There is no unification here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just say economical. I'm not sure the economical is a good direction or not.
So
I'm not sure, of course.
So what experimental hint we have for super symmetry?
But these days, some people talked about the orbifold gap. And the orbifold gap, you know, in the boundaries, say the SU5 orbifold gap, if we impose there some special boundary conditions on the boundary, there is no SU5. In this sense, we can introduce the MS standard model matter there on the boundary. Say, put this stuff on the boundary, then think of the orbifold gauge, orbifold gas stuff. Well, we may be able to get the gut picture in higher dimensions.
Yeah, we just don't get a prediction.
That's true. That's
true.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Any questions? Okay. Let's thank the speaker again.
Thank you.